Black Panther, the film based on the Marvel Comics superhero of the same name, has garnered widespread accolades since it opened 5 weeks ago for its positive depictions of the African diaspora. Efforts to raise money to send children across the country to see the movie have reached into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, including here in Philadelphia. For WHYY, Jasmine Ellis tagged along with students from a North Philadelphia elementary school.
It's field trip day at Bethune Elementary School in North Philadelphia, and the hallways are packed with more than 270 kids. But they're not going to the museum or the zoo. They're going to the movies to see Marvel's new superhero film, Black Panther. Things are hectic getting all of the kids onto buses.
We're bus one.
But 7th grade English teacher Herman Douglas does it with ease. Dressed in a red, gold, and brown dashiki, he says for the students at Bethune, Black Panther isn't just another superhero movie. They have a chance to see a superhero and an all-black cast who look like them.
It represents African Americans and people of the African diaspora coming together to fight evil, to fight oppression, and to get children to actually see that there's a possibility that we could solve our own problems within our own community is extremely powerful.
Earlier this month, the school's principal, Jamina Clay Dingle, set up a GoFundMe page to raise money to send students to the movie. It decreased the cost of the trip from $8 to $2, with many kids paying nothing, making it affordable for parents. Their goal was to raise $1,125.
We raised close to $4,000, so that was just powerful in itself. And we had donors from all over the world.
I'm excited. You guys excited?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We arrive at Philadelphia Mills, and the 273 students are ushered into their own theater. The movie starts, and the kids are swept away to Wakanda, the fictional African country where Black Panther is set. It's the most technologically advanced country in the world, and it hasn't been touched by colonialism. It's completely self-sufficient.
And so in those 2 hours that you're in a movie theater, especially as a Black person, and even as anyone else that has any sense of social justice, can feel like, you know, right now in these 2 hours, we are winning.
Dr. Sheena Howard is an associate professor at Rider University. She's the author of several books and a comic book. Howard says for kids like the Bethune students, seeing a place like Wakanda on screen is powerful, especially in a political climate fraught with racial tensions.
It gives you something to hope for, and it gives you a sense that, you know, things can be better.
Seventh grader Edward Rosario says even the movie poster challenged his views of Africa.
They see like the futuristic city. You don't really expect African warriors to have a futuristic city. You'd expect them to have a tribe, really. But these ones, I got no words.
Seventh grader Deanna Brown says she finally saw herself on screen.
Can you believe it? Like, I was like, wow, like, to have, like, African-American women, like, doing their own thing in the movie, it was amazing. It's like, it was phenomenal. I loved it. With the women and Black Panther, it was just, I'm lost for words.
As the kids piled back on the bus to return to school, they seemed even more excited than they were going into the theater. For many kids, the movie Black Panther gave them a new way to think about Africa and see positive images of themselves. For WHYY, Jasmine Ellis.